summarize very quickly about all of my pieces. I work at the St. Paul of the Cross Monastery, which is on the south side. You can actually see it from Duquesne. We're on top of a slope. My monastery is on top of a slope, too. So you can kind of see right across the way. So.
I just saw it today.
You got to go in?
No, I just noticed it from afar.
Oh, it's a wonderful, marvelous place. And the church had, of course, a history of 30 years of dubious music. And since I've been there, of course, I have found, and I am also, of course, making this proposition to all of you, that one of the best ways to hook your choir is to tell them, you know, if you're trying to introduce good choral music to them. You say, well, this sounds like old music. I know the guy that wrote it, and he wrote it like 2 weeks ago. This is old music. And so with my choir, I've used all these three pieces that you're going to sing are, I like to think, in sort of three different styles. And each of them I've used as sort of teaching tools to get to them to something better. So you notice Agus from Pani's Vigus starts off with imitative entries. And guess what we love to sing that has imitative entries? So, guys have been reading for the past 5 days. So this to me was just, this was one of the first things I gave to them. Of course, they loved it. Now, you'll also notice that I put it in English. First we sing the Latin, but then you hear it in, for the first part in Latin, and then you get to hear it in English. So my choir, you know, they can't say, well, we don't want to sing this Latin. So I was like, well, you know, we'll hear it in Latin and in English. So I've been sort of, sneaking little things in there to get my choir to learn these things. So why don't we start with, start with this. You'll notice it says optional repeat back to the beginning. We are going to take that optional repeat. David's going to accompany us through up to that point, but then you're going to have to sing it on the cuff. So the first time, I will just let you sing it at a nice general mental forte. But then the second time, what I'd like to do is, when we get to the English part, start quiet and broadly, I'll just say a broad crescendo through the whole thing. Then you'll be able to follow the music. It's pretty straightforward. Thank you. Master!